This is the Show It Off podcast, a show focused on changing the experience of being a single mama. We are changing the archetype of being a single mom with self-love that prioritizes a miracle mindset, following our intuition, and receiving support. We are the sovereign queens of our lives. I am your host, Sarah Faye Schaaf. I am a confidence coach and an empowered single mama. Together, let's discover your power and show it off. This is episode number 54 of the Show It Off podcast. In this episode, I interview Rochelle Cardell, and she is a money manifestation coach. She is also a single mama. And you may notice I have had a few money manifestation coaches on the show. And I don't think it's a mystery as to why, but I'd like to bring it up anyways. It's common for a single mama to worry about money. And I know that there are many single mamas out there who have well-paying jobs, and I think even they get concerned about money. And the reason, you know, is obvious, that when you had your children and you, and when I had my baby, I had it in my mind that I would have these certain responsibilities and that her dad would have other responsibilities. And when we became single mamas, suddenly all of those responsibilities were ours. And I think even if you make really great money and you're in that position, it can be easy to worry. I also know that there are many single mamas who don't have high paying jobs, and or maybe they did, and then now with COVID, it's different or harder to work while your children are home with you so much. So that is why I have money manifestation coaches on here, because I really believe that we can do, be, or have anything that our hearts desire, and that our mindset and connecting with our intuition and really believing that this is possible for us is the only way to be happy in your life and to have everything that you want, even as a single mama, even in your status as a single mama. And I want you to know that I have days and seasons where this comes really easily for me. And my friends tease me and they say, "You're a powerful manifester," because I'll really believe that something amazing is coming, and then it does, and I just am on fire, and I'm just, wow. But I also have times in my life where this doesn't come easily, and I need reminders, and I need help, and I need to be uplifted. And these women who are money manifestation coaches, and Rochelle is amazing, they have a gift, and the gift is to really help other people stay high vibe in their manifesting. And there's different types of manifesting, and you know, if you're curious, you can Google it. There's books about it. I really like the Law of Attraction book by Esther Hicks. It says Abraham Hicks on the, if you're looking it up, because she channels this information. And my guest here, Rochelle, she has done her homework, you guys. Like me, she is a B school graduate, and that is Marie Forleo's business school. And if, you know, this is something that interests you at like being your own boss, being better at business, making really great money, I highly recommend looking up Marie Forleo, connecting with Rochelle, reading the Law of Attraction. There's help along the way. And I really am one of those people who love to reach out, who love to get help, who love to do my homework. So, yes, I even had a moment recently where I was just really future tripping. Like, I have everything that I need with me and I am supported, but I started worrying about the future. And I called Rochelle, and all she did was ask me a few simple questions that really helped me get back in the alignment. And I started really bringing in money with a lot of ease with these simple shifts within me. So this is real time, you guys. And something I'd like to say also, and that I want to always remind you, is that if it's a desire in your heart, you already have it within you, what you need to make that desire a reality. It's a desire within your heart because it's meant for you to have. Please forgive any background noise. I have a kitten and she's like a spaz. There's one other thing I wanted to say. Oh, yes. I'm so glad I remembered. I have just opened the door for my one-on-one coaching program. And this is something I've been like working on behind the scenes for a long time. And it's finally ready, my program that I have put together and am prepared to put out into the world is now available. It is now ready. And it's really something that I'm proud of. And I would love to be there for you, be your one-on-one person to help you through this season. And my coaching program is 10 phone calls. The first one is free, and then you pay for the 9 following. And it's one phone call a week. Unless you feel like you need extra help, we could do 2 calls a week and really expedient get double the time and double the results and half the time. That's what I'm trying to say. So, if that is something that sounds like exactly what you've been praying for, just so you have someone to like talk about your feelings, look at your life, talk about your goals, create a plan for your goals, and really help you to connect with your intuition, to use that connection to guide you so that really you become your own coach after our sessions together. Oh my gosh, this kitten. It's like she's finding every piece of paper or tiny crinkly thing possible. Anyways, without taking too much more time before the episode, the coaching program, if that is something that is what you have been hoping for, something that you would like from me, you can simply email me at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com and say, hey girl, tell me about this coaching. Or you can go to empoweredsinglemama.com and you can put in your email address and then you will be given more information in that way. So even if you aren't ready for coaching, you should still go to empoweredsinglemama.com because I am giving out lots of free content there, including a free How to Have a Miracle Mindset guide, which will be your automatic gift that I wrote just for you whenever you enter your email on that page. This single mama gig is not for the weak. It is not for the faint of heart, and it is not to be done alone. The word single only means you are not in relationship with the father of your child. It does not mean that you are alone. I am here for you. There is a community of sisters getting built right here within the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood for you. You have a real life somebody in your neighborhood who is also a single mama. I know it. Reach out, create play dates, have phone calls, and make sure that you are lifting each other up. I know that my girlfriends, my daughter's aunties, as she calls them, they are a humongous source of joy and support and love for me in this season. And that is how I am able to be in my position as a single mama, but still attract miracles, find joy, thrive, and put out something that I really love, like having this podcast, writing my book, building the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood membership, and now also the course, the coaching program. These are my heart's desires. And I've been able to bring them into my reality because of the things that I'm teaching you. Because of the things that my guest, Rochelle, is teaching. And all of the guests that I have had and will have. We are in this together, Mama. We got this, sis. We can do it. Okay, so now I will let you hear what Rochelle has to say. I hope that this episode serves you. I hope you love it. And thank you for texting it to a single mama friend, at least one, and listening to it together. Are you a single mama? Are you ready to change your experience of being a single mama? No longer do we have to be overworked, stressed, lonely, exhausted, unhealthy, working 3 jobs and barely making ends meet, and barely seeing our kids. Nope. That may have been the way it was going for single moms in the past. But we are a new generation of women, and we have new resources at our fingertips. What if being a single mom looked like being supported, being part of a sisterhood? I wanted to build a brand new online course to help single mamas rebuild their lives. But being that I am a single mom myself, my own life showed me that in order to teach and support single moms, I would have to get creative. Enter the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood. It's an educational, supportive membership designed to give support and strategies for rebuilding your life as a single mom. I have formed a collective of teachers, women who have figured out how to thrive as a single mama, and they're joining me to support you, to prioritize yourself, follow your intuition, build community, and create a life of your heart's desires. It is put together in a way that even a busy single mama can take in and benefit from. It is priced with the budget of a single mama in mind. And I'm going to over-deliver in value and support because it's my passion to change the archetype of single motherhood. This is something you are going to get month after month. It's going to take time to rebuild, but you're going to have the support to do so. We are not women to be pitied or cast out of society or suffering. We are the bravest, strongest, most resourceful, incredible people on the planet. There is nothing we wouldn't do in the name of love for our children. I know we can apply those traits we all have to be, do, have anything we want. I know we can because I'm doing it myself. And when you join the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood, I will show you how. Because all of this can only be possible when you do two things. Number one, connect with me. And number two, have a miracle mindset, a mindset that supports you. So go to empoweredsinglemama.com and enter your email. Then we will be connected and you will receive the How to Have a Miracle Mindset guide I built for you, and this will get you started.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning, hon?
Oh, I'm doing good. I just hope that I put my son to sleep a little later last night, so hopefully he doesn't barge in here while we're recording.
You know what? That's my thought every single time I record these, because my daughter's asleep too. And there was this like little season where it's like she knew I was recording, and I always record in my bathroom.
Oh yeah.
Or in my car. Yeah, like I hide. She knows now. And so it's happened actually many times that you just hear a little, Mama. And I'm like, come here. So if he does that, whatever. That's the good thing about like talking to single mamas, is like they all get it. They're like, yep. My kid always comes in and barges in on what I'm trying to do too.
Yeah, right.
Not like I'm talking to like
together.
Right. Like if it was like CEO men who are like, you know, have no understanding or patience, that would be stressful.
Right.
I think there's a lot of women who are in that position, you know, they're in the work world and they're just like, oh my God, like my coworkers don't get it, and they feel bad asking for sick days or whatever. And, you know, that's why I'm doing the work that I do, is I want to create a world where single mamas like you and me can like do the work that we're meant to do in the world and have our babies at our side, or, you know, like work around their schedules and be around other women who understand.
That's awesome. I love that.
Well, I love what you're doing. I just have spent a lot of time on your Instagram, just pretty much stalking you. I like know all about your kid and what you're doing. But like, you know, for the women who are just like listening and are like, who is Sarah talking to? Will you just take a minute to introduce yourself and share what it is that you do?
Absolutely. So I am what I call myself a money manifesting coach, which I do a little bit of a law of attraction and a little bit into quantum physics. But really, my whole mission is to help women, mainly moms, because I'm a mom and I really connect. I feel more aligned helping moms who are in a position like me, where they want to be able to come home and be with their kids and have freedom in their life, not have to go to a job or to answer to anyone else. They just want to be able to sustain themselves so that they could do the things that they love the most. And I find that when I ask these types of women, like, what do you need most? What can I help you with the most? They all tell me that the thing they want to get on track is finances. They feel like money is a burden to them and they just want to be free from it. They want to be able to manifest it and not have to worry about it. And so that's why I decided, well, I think instead of just being a manifesting coach, I wanted to be a money manifesting coach, because I want to show women that money is not really as scary as we believe it is. And I think that so many women, they think, I'm not worthy of money and I can't do what men do. I can't ask people to pay me for my services, when that's total bullshit. You're totally worth doing whatever it is that you want to do in your life. And being that example for your kids is so much more empowering than letting them feed into the system that you absolutely don't agree with.
Well said. And Rochelle, how do you pronounce your last name?
Oh, Cardiel.
Cardiel. Cardiel. I love that. Kind of sounds like Cartier. Living high life. I love that. And, you know, can you, like, in your studies and in your work, like, what have you found is, like, the root reason
like in general, why women tend to have this money fear?
In my personal studies of helping women, I've noticed that there's been a trend of what I think is the society that we've grown up in. And it's all around the world that most of us come from a long line of just seeing women either they're serving a man at home or they're serving a man at their work. And it just feels like, who am I to, you know, step above that? Who am I to break that cycle? And really, I think what it is all the trauma that women as a general, like as a whole, there's so much trauma that has come from our ancestries. Like, you know, I call it, Denise DeFill Thomas, she's like one of the people that I love and admire the most. She calls it a witch wound. Mm-hmm. And it's like all the women in our past that have been persecuted for standing up and saying what they believe in. And it's just every mother since then has told their daughters, you know, like, don't speak up. Don't fight for your dreams. Don't go forward. You know, it's scary. You don't know what's going to happen. You might fail. You know, they're afraid for us. We pick up that fear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We pick up that fear as at a young age, and we just never break that cycle until we decide, oh, I want to do something for my life. I want to do something for my kids. And it just like, since we've never learned how to break out of that subconscious fear, we perpetuate it because we don't know it's there. We're not conscious of it. And so it lingers if we're not aware of it and we're not doing anything proactively to get rid of it.
Girl, when you say that, I get this like lump in my throat that makes me want to cry. I get this like chills all over my body. It's like my soul is like, yes, that's our problem, you know.
Oh my God.
So powerful. So I'm so so thankful to have you on the show, and I'm so happy that you're doing your good work, as my daughter calls it, doing your good work. And you know, it's I really, really agree with you. And I recently had a clarity call with this amazing coach called Anastasia, and she's going to be on the show soon. But I was like, do me, like, what's my thing, you know? And because I've found, like, I love how you talk about patterns, like on your IGTVs, you talk about like, look, at every month I tend to like bring in all this money, but then I freak out about it and like it goes away. And, you know, so that was me. And I was like bringing in like around 9 or 10 grand a month, and I was feeling so stoked about it. But then I started getting freaked out about it, like soon, quickly after, being like, what if I mess it up? And, you know, what if I like don't budget right? And what if this stops? And I was just like getting like more and more sick about it. And so I was just like, oh my God, now this is the new pattern. Like this, I'm bringing it in, but then freaking out about it. And I was like, it needs to stop immediately. This is not good.
Sure. And
yeah. So she brought that up. She was like, you have something that's like not in your conscious mind, but it's like deep rooted in your like past. But she didn't like nail it like you just did, because I was like, well, what is it? I don't know, you know, and feeling less like powered, because I was like, now I just know that there's this like lurking thing and I don't know what it is. Right. So I love that you nailed that, because I feel like that's really it for a lot of women, and myself included. It's like, I think even now just about like in this life, like the women in my life, and like, I, like you said, I grew up where every woman that was in my point of view was a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I was really groomed and trained to be a good wife. And I got married at 19, and I was like, oh my God, this is horrible. This is not for me. And so like that like failure feeling came in right away. I love how you say on your Instagram, I don't need a rich husband, I'm going to be the rich wife. That is so good. And like, I'm going to like, I mean, I don't even think I want to be a wife, but I'm just like going to put that on my wall just for that like vibe of how it feels.
Oh, I'm so glad. That makes me happy.
Yeah, it makes me so happy. I know like a lot of women want to be a wife, so I know that that will like really resonate with them. But yeah, so like, can you tell a little bit about how you got to think about your story? I'd love to hear like about how your son came about and how you decided to do this for your work, because you're so bold to be a single mom and like really working in a place that's like in the spiritual healing, like money. This is all things that are, you know, like intimidating to a lot of women. Can you share about how you came to this spot?
Right. Oh my gosh, for sure. And you're right. Like, I think a lot of women and men too, but people in general think that money is taboo, and they think that talking about their spirituality and their religious beliefs is taboo. And I think that growing up, that was kind of a struggle for me, because I grew up in a religious household. I had both my parents who raised me, but I saw, even though I had both my parents, I saw my mother and I saw my grandmothers who both lost their husband very early on. And then my dad got sick, and so he couldn't really work as much to provide for my mom. So she kept going in and out of work to cover, you know, to lift up our family. And then also, like, my sister, she got into a really bad marriage. And it wasn't that he was bad, but it was just that they were not able to work together at all. Mm. And I saw the lives of their kids, and it was just like, why is it that women think that they need a man in order to find stability and to provide, and they don't feel like they are confident in themselves to be the breadwinner in their family? And just seeing that, I've always known I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I didn't know how I was going to help or what I wanted to do, but I knew that I wanted to own my own business. And one day I was looking at, I don't know if you know who Marie Forleo is.
Oh, girl, that is my, I've been following her for 10 years. I am a B school graduate. I had I had her book on the Show It Off book club list. Everything is Figure Outable. Like 2 or 3
months. Oh, I love her.
Yeah, me too. She's my girl. I love her.
So, well, I know.
Like Marie. Yes.
I love Marie. Oh my gosh. Yeah. She said, I can't remember where it might've been in B school, 'cause I also went through B school. Yeah. B school alumni for sure. Yeah. But I remember she asked, like, what is that thing that like really makes you, what is that struggle in the world that if there was just one struggle in the world that you could solve, what is it? And I realized that was it, you know, seeing mothers, not even just single moms, but just moms who feel like they cannot go out there and be the breadwinner of their family. They're not confident enough. They don't feel like they're good enough, but they know it needs to be done. They know that they have a purpose, and it's to first take care of themselves, take care of their family, and then, you know, give that to other women. And I just felt like that was the problem I needed to solve. So I asked him, what do you need? And that is how I became a money manifesting coach. It wasn't even really my own story.
Right.
It was just watching other women and being like, why? I want to shake you. I want to just get to you.
Yeah. Good job. That's awesome. That's so awesome. One of the reasons why, like, I called Rochelle and I was like, girl, you need to be on my show. And so whenever I invite someone on the show, they're always like delighted and they go, how did you find me? And I'm like, hello, hashtags. So this is what, I love hashtags so much because of this reason. It's like this amazing thread that can connect us, like this beautiful like thread and needle. And I don't remember exactly which hashtag it was, because I just have like, I don't know, like 40 that I like stalk. And it was probably Money Mindset Mom or something like that. But this is how I found Rochelle. And I want to share with you guys this like really super valuable post that she has, and I'm gonna find it real quick. Well, I mean, all of your posts are so good. Y'all could need to follow her on Instagram, and it's, her name, Rochelle Cardiel. Am I saying it right? Cardiel. Excuse me. I added a little more flair.
No, I love it.
Okay, here it is. Okay, so this is so golden, you all. Yes, she has 5 mompreneur mistakes, and then right next to it is 5 mompreneur success habits. And the number one thing that you write here is skipping self-care and meditation in order to have more time to work. So this talking about like patterns, I am all about my self-care and meditation. And I get guilty of being in these kind of seasons. Like I just wrote a children's book, and then now I'm working on my first ebook, which I'm super excited to share with my community. So, but when I'm in this like kind of birthing process of like writing, I don't like to write when my daughter's around because it's not good for our relationship. I just get interrupted a lot and I get frustrated. So instead I only write when she's asleep. It used to be when she's at school, but now that doesn't happen. So, yeah. So I get in that little season where I'm like, oh, I'll meditate later. Or I'll like brush my hair later. Like I just got to write, you know, and it doesn't serve me when I do this. And, so like, I love that this reminder, and it really helped me to be like, yeah, don't forget, Sarah, like when you meditate, time expands. When you take care of yourself, you do better for you and your daughter. So I really love that this is like top number one on your list.
That is so true. And you know, I tell my clients all the time, because time in reality in the world of quantum physics is said to be an illusion.
Yes.
And if you think about, like, let's say electricity has been around the earth since it was first created, around for years before we discovered it. And when Thomas Edison created the light bulb, he discovered electricity. It didn't mean that it wasn't there. Mm-hmm. It just meant that we were able to access it. Yeah. And that is like how I explain manifesting to most people. And the same goes for, it's not just money. It's also like your energy. It's your productivity and your ability to do your normal daily tasks that lead to like 15% more of, you know, productivity or whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. You might have that 15% because of one little thing that you changed in your day. And like, because you're discovering yourself through that process. You're discovering what it is that is going to take you to your end result. And so it's so important to have self-care in your life. And it's so important. Like that is, honestly, I feel like if you take care of yourself that much better and you feel that much more grateful and abundant in your life, that is when abundance will come to you. That's when you're going to discover abundance.
I love that, because that's like saying like, I mean, you are saying like the more you rest and be happy, the better everything will work. I mean, that's awesome. It's not like saying like grind till you bleed, never sleep, you know, it's like the opposite. So it's so beautiful. And I love how right next to it, you just say raising your energy through self-care before working to have more productivity. So can you share with us, like I have my little like songs and practices and stuff. I would love to hear what yours are, how you raise your vibe to, create more productivity in your life.
Yes, this is my favorite thing. Well, okay, there's a lot of favorite things I love to talk about, but I absolutely love sharing this. Is I believe in, or well, I call it the probability formula. The probability formula is when you take certain actions, steps in your day with intention. You have intentions throughout the day. I mean, you're already doing this, so it shouldn't be hard to implement what I'm about to teach, but it's these intentions lead to another action, which each time that you go through these intentions throughout your day, they are leading up to the outcome of the day. So let's say that you would like to go to the gym. If you go to, if you say in the morning, I'm going to go to the gym, that's somewhat of an intention, right? But that doesn't mean you're going to the gym. So we have to increase our probability of going to the gym. So how do we do that? Well, you might fill up your water bottle. That's an intention. You might put on your workout clothes and you'll put on your gym shoes and you'll pack your gym bag. Each of these things, as you knock them off, as you're setting an intention of going to the gym while you're doing these actions, you're increasing the probability of you actually getting in your car, going to the gym, and then getting to the gym and working out. Okay. So if your goal is to lose 10 pounds, those are the little intentions that set you up for success.
I like that. So for instance, if your goal is to be a New York Times bestselling author, you're writing every day. You're looking up literary agents. You're lining up with like publishers that you resonate with, like Hay House. Is that like on the right track?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, intentions can be big or they can be little, but the point is to do them as often as you can. So every day, they're in your daily habits, and they're always. If you, let's say you reach out to one publishing company, you are setting an intention, but to increase the probability, maybe you'll talk to multiple publishing companies, if that makes sense. Yeah. You're doing things that set you up for success in a big way. And that could be as little as, let's say that you have a hard time getting to the computer to write 10 words or 15 minutes worth of words or 15 pages. If you have a hard time doing that, one of my favorite things to set me up for success, my favorite probability formula techniques is I literally take a shower because I take a hot shower because a hot shower stimulates your blood flow and it gives off the same symptoms to your body as if you're excited about something. And so in the shower, I like to do a little bit of visualization of what I'm about to accomplish that day, my biggest goal of that day. So I'd get into the shower. As soon as I get out of the shower, let's say my big goal for that day was to go grocery shopping, or it was to do, to talk on a podcast, you know, the Show It Off podcast, I would take a shower. And after I get out of the shower, what's the natural thing that you're going to do after you get out of the shower? It's like a ripple effect, because most of the time, especially as a woman, I get out of the shower and now I'm going to brush my teeth, or I'm going to put on deodorant. I'm going to start putting on makeup and putting on clothes that make me feel clean and feel good about myself. And then the next thing that I do is I have full energy to go into my task for the day, especially if I visualize it throughout each of these steps, setting those intentions along the way, then I'm going to be empowered to do whatever it is that I set my mind to it. Because I've added not only intention, but I had an elevated emotion. It raised my frequency in the process, which is why that's why I call it the probability formula. Because each time I set an intention and I add that elevated emotion, I'm most likely going to achieve my goals. I might not achieve them today. I might not achieve them tomorrow, but I know that it's not a matter of if it's possible. It's just a matter of if it's probable. Because it's going to happen.
Dang, girl, you just dropped the mic. That is so solid gold. I love that. That, and when you're talking, I'm like, wow, I can see the pieces where I'm missing the mark in my day and in my goals. So I really, really appreciate you sharing that. That's really good. I'm so glad I'm recording you so I can listen to you over and over again.
Well, thank you for having me. Oh my gosh, this is a huge honor for me to be on your podcast.
Oh, woman, I am having like all these exciting thoughts about your future and what I want to do with you because this is so good.
I'm excited.
Been building the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood membership. And I was going to make it an online course. But as you know, as a B-School graduate, like doing an online course as a single mama in quarantine, no less, it's kind of a big deal to do a course. And I was just like, I've done 4 of them in the 2 years that I've been a single mom because I love learning. And every time I was like behind in the course, I was like behind on my homework and like doing the, you know, the coursework at crazy hours in the night so I could, you know, like get it done. And I just was like tossing and turning in bed at night, thinking about all the single mamas who I'm like going to be bringing this course to. And it was stressing me out. I was like, what if they don't have time to do it? You know, like 6 weeks can be like daunting. And then I got this brilliant hit to make it a membership program instead, with like these small doable actions throughout the month, you know, and just like go really carefully and slowly and have a lot of space to expand within the program. And I've like been thinking about you since I found you, that I want you to be a part of that and to like come on and like share videos and like join in on Zoom calls and stuff, so that the women in the court or in the mentorship, excuse me, what is the word, membership, and in the sisterhood can like learn from you and like just your vibration is so high. And that's what's really important to me, is that it's like a collaboration of all these amazing women, and you're definitely like, I would love for you to be on it, be a part of it.
Oh, that is so awesome. I would love to do that.
Be fun. Like,
yeah.
Super fun. Okay, I love
it. It could be like an online girls' night.
Exactly. Like, just make it fun. I feel like we all need more fun in our lives and, like, you know, connection and being together. And yeah, I love it. We'll make tea and, like, have fun with it.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So that brings me to this part where you say, trying to do everything. This is on the mistakes list, trying to do everything yourself so that everything is perfect. I love that you added this, because I feel like women tend to take this on. Like, we have been like conditioned to believe that like if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. Oh, like just saying that makes me stressed out.
Oh, absolutely.
So like, can we talk a little bit about like delegating and building community and trusting like the process and trusting the universe and trusting others to help you along on this journey? Like, why did you write that one?
Oh, for sure. So I take a lot of inspiration from the women in my life, like my mother and my sister and my grandmothers. And I noticed that even in the women that I coach, it's like their whole goal is to get their time back. That's why they want to get money. That's why they want to manifest more abundance, is because they want to be able to use their time the way they want and not do anything else for anybody else. Mm. But they feel like in the beginning, they can't mess it up. Like, it has to be perfect in order to achieve that. And so they don't want to ask for help. They don't want to even give their kids to like somebody else to watch them. They feel like they have to be the parent at home. They have to be, you know, the good wife or the good mom and the good businesswoman. And it's just like, how are you able to achieve more time in your life if you are constantly consuming your own time? And I know that's really hard to hear, because I'm that same way too. It's like, I don't know if I want to hire a social media manager, because, you know, I have my branding the way I like it. I have everything the way I want it to be. But I also don't want to spend that extra, like, however many hours it takes me to do all that, so I could spend more time on my business or spend more time with my family and not just be a slave to the thing that I wanted to create to give me my time back. Wow. And so that's why I feel like it's so important to not be afraid to ask for help, even if it's for little things like, hey, honey, can you just watch the kids for 15 minutes so I can meditate? Or, you know, hey, grandma, can you watch my son or like do the dishes for me just so that I have like 5 minutes to myself? Like, that is so huge. You can accomplish so much more with that extra 5 minutes, with, you know, setting boundaries in your life so that you have the maximum amount of energy and the maximum amount of time and productivity, like we said earlier.
Yes. I love that. And my I have two big goals. And sometimes when I say them, I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. But sometimes when I say it, I'm like, hell yeah. Is that having a personal chef and a house cleaner are high on my list of goals and desires.
Oh, me too.
I actually enjoy cleaning, but I don't want to be doing it as much as I do. And I want to spend my time like with my daughter and with my good work and having fun with my friends, you know? And I count how many hours I spend cleaning, because I love to live in a clean home. And honestly, I do not like cooking. And I don't like shopping for food. I don't like preparing. I don't like any of it. You know, I like eating.
Right.
I love eating. And so having a personal chef is like one of these things. Like, I don't actually know anybody who has a personal chef. And, you know, everyone in my world like cooks for themselves. So making that a goal for myself at first was kind of like, oh my God, like, what are you, like a princess and a half or what? Yes, I am. You know, my name means princess.
Yeah.
So, like, absolutely. I want to have what I want to have. And I think that that's like totally fine, because it's like you said, like I'm using that other time for something that's really valuable to others and to the world and to my daughter and to myself. So
absolutely. And I love that you said that, because when you said that I am a princess, because I totally believe that your reality is based on your self-image, your perception of yourself. And people are so afraid to be like, you know what, I'm important. I'm also important in my life. You know, I should be number one priority. And that's actually another thing that why I said, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help, because you are a priority. You should have your needs met in order to take care of whoever you want to take care of. But people are so afraid. They want to get everything perfect. They want to be the perfectionist. And you can't get anywhere that way. You can't really, I mean, you could get somewhere, but you probably won't achieve the goals in the time that you want to if you're afraid that nothing is going to go your way.
Right. It's
let go of control.
Yes. And I think that doesn't that practice of letting go of control help you in manifesting to like,
absolutely. Yeah.
Like Christians say, Jesus, take the wheel. And I always love that expression. It cracks me up. And I'm like, that's how I feel about the universe. I'm like, here, I'm just take it. I have it written on my wall. This is not my job, because mm-hmm. I have to remember like when I got the how, you know, when it's like, okay, you know, I have this awesome book that I am like manifesting to be published by like the perfect publisher at the perfect time. And if I start getting into the how, it starts to stress me out, because I have no idea. So then I'll just say, oh, that's not my job. Like my job is to write the book. My job is to raise my energy. My job is to expand and to trust and to like let the like control go out of my hands and into the hands of the divine, of the universe. And I love how you use like science and, you know, quantum physics and just like logic in that sense, because it helps me too. Even though I'm a highly spiritual person, sometimes I can get into my head about that, you know, about like logistics. And so I love how you bring both to the table. You're so cool. So good.
Thank you.
It's so good. So like, yeah, asking for help is the, oh, I wanted to add also about like hiring a chef and a house cleaner, is that part of my prayer is that not only will I have a overflow of abundance in my life, but that everybody who is in my circle will also have an abundance of overflow. And so like, and for instance, like collaborating, like with you and the other women who are joining the sisterhood membership, but also like when I hire my chef and my house cleaner, then I'm creating work and abundance for them too.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we should be a reservoir or a river, not a reservoir, meaning everything abundant in our life, yes, we should be sharing. For sure.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you have your personal chef and your housekeeper or cleaner on your dream board, because actually when I do journal visualizations and when I script out my perfect day, I talk about my nanny, who's like kind of like my housekeeper, but I call her my nanny, and her name's Chelsea. And because I based her off of the movie in Parent Trap, where the nanny in Parent Trap's name is Chelsea.
Oh my God, so I have love her. No way. I am so serious. I recently watched that movie with my daughter and I was like, I need her in my life.
Yeah. Oh,
that's her. She's the coolest, right? I love her. Like chili and cornbread on the stove when they get home.
Oh my gosh, yes. I love chili and cornbread.
It's so good. I hear your son. Do you have to get him, or what's the story back there?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure if I show my face, he'll just be cool, calm, and collected. But right now he's just panicking because.
Yeah. Yeah. You can go tend to him. Like, that's okay.
Okay, I'm back. So sorry about that.
Don't be. No sorries, woman. That is so fine and normal and good. I'm telling you, there's so many episodes that I'm like, with my business partner, Michael, I'm like, should we edit that out? And he's like, nah, it's good. It's real. Like, just leave it.
Like, oh, that makes me feel so much better.
Yeah, don't even worry, it's all good. So yeah, like, actually it's funny because of those moments I feel like I'm just modeling for my daughter, like, what I want her to know, and I love for her to like see that, like, mama's like doing her podcast, and she actually has like that Leapfrog computer. It has a microphone option in it. And it's the best thing ever. I have to like record her sometime because I find her like sitting in her room being like, this is my podcast and it's an experience to empower single mamas. And she like,
oh, that's so cute.
Like,
I love it.
Her word is experience. It's like, and she like says it like 10 times. It's so cute. Yeah.
That is so adorable.
Yeah, so just remember, like, it's all good. It's all, like, modeling, you know, the things we want to teach and, like, changing the pattern, you know, like, it's in real time. And for all the mamas who are listening to be like, yep, that's what would happen if I tried to do something, you know, and it's like, yeah, it's fine.
It's so true. Because, I mean, especially, like, ages 0 to 7, that is the age, like, that's the what they call the sponge age, I guess, where kids, they're constantly in the theta state, and the theta state is where we are doing nothing but recording. Our brains are just recording data. That's all they're doing. And adults do it like twice a day, but kids, they're constantly in that framework.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I was actually, I'm going to kind of get us off track for a second, but it's okay. Because last night I was watching that movie Book Club with Jane Fonda, and I don't know. And I'm like, I'm such a dork. I love movies like that. And there was this
scene. I've been wanting to watch that.
It's good. I mean, it's so like has this really specific audience, but I was like, I'm still, it's not really me, but I'm totally digging it. So I love book clubs, obviously. And there was this part where this husband and wife have a disagreement, And my daughter goes, what's going on in this scene? You know, what's going on right now? And I was like, oh, well, they're fighting because they like, he misunderstood her and she like got her feelings hurt. And she was like, wait a minute, they're fighting, but they're not yelling and they're not interrupting each other. You know, it was a really like mature argument. And in that moment, like it just had this little like sting in my heart because I know that she has heard her dad and I fight when she was even before 2 years old, you know, and like it's, we've been broken up for more than half of her life, yet that's still like imprinted in her that that's what fighting is, you know, and it hurt my heart so much. But then I had to remember, like, look at, like, this is a moment where she's getting reprogramming and an opportunity to show, like, another way that, like, having a disagreement can be, you know? And it just, I love that you said it goes all the way to 7 because I thought it was to 5 and she's 4 and I was like, crap, I'm running out of years to imprint her.
Oh, no. But
7, I'm like, oh, we got time.
And there's no way to like, there's no possible way to 100% guard them, you know, from the negative of the world. But what the best tools I feel like we could give our kids is the tools to manage them. My son, it warms my heart whenever I try to, I do EFT. And whenever I do that, I see him tapping on his face the way that I am. It's not exact, but it is so cute. And it's so, like you said, it's modeling. And I love being able to see that if that was the one tool I could give him when he goes into his adulthood life, then I feel like I've done a good job as a mom.
Heck yeah, you have. That's awesome. And if you all don't know, that's emotional freedom technique. It's incredibly powerful for healing trauma and for changing like deep inner patterns. So we all should be doing that. Like I almost forgot about it. So thank you for reminding me. I used to do it regularly and it kind of slipped through the cracks of my practice. So I think I'm going to take that as a sign from the universe to remind me to start doing it again. And in fact, you know what I'm going to do? I did this a long time ago, but I'm going to bring it back. I once did a video that people could access of how to do EFT. And so maybe you and I could do a collab and we'll do like an Instagram live or something like that and teach how to do this technique, because I would love for y'all to have that at your fingertips. It's really, really powerful. And in fact, when she was 2 and we did break up, she would wake up in the middle of the night crying because she missed her dad. And I would hold her and perform EFT on her, like while she was in my arms. And it really, really helped her. I don't think she'd let me do it now because she's 4 and she's more like in control of the situation all the time.
Right.
But when she was little, it was something that she would let me do to her. So that's cool. Thing too.
And that is so awesome.
Yeah, I think that goes back to like what we were talking about too, about like trying to make everything perfect. You know, it's like in parenting, we can't make everything perfect, but I love how you say like it creates an opportunity for healing and for conversation and for like using these healing techniques. So good job, mama. Yay.
Absolutely, for sure.
This is something I love about having a podcast, by the way, you guys. Like, I get to talk to these amazing women, and I'm just like, oh my God, this is how I'm starting my day. This is so cool. And it's just, it's extra cool because I know that like so many women are going to be hearing this, and this podcast is growing so fast. We're having just like nearly 6,000 downloads so far, and it's just like amazes me. Women from all over the world are listening, and we have like 80% women and listening. So I know there's some men who are dropping in too, and they're getting that.
That's awesome.
I know.
Way to build the pressure on me, but
I know, right? No pressure. Listening all around the world. It's so good though, because you're saying such good stuff. Okay, so speaking on your list, I want to come back to this because it's so great. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about this one. You say like, the mistake is working on a project that doesn't support ultimate goals. Okay, that's a mistake. And then the the way to reverse that, or the success habit, as you put it, is to reverse engineer your FYA destination so you know the fastest way to get to your goals. I love this so much. So can you talk about this a little bit and how someone would reverse engineer?
Absolutely. So for me, one of the, I remember when I was typing that up on this photo, my thought process was thinking back on my mistakes in my entrepreneurial journey. I delve into some ventures that didn't serve me. And that's not to say that they didn't work and that they wouldn't work for other people, but I remember feeling like, I just don't feel aligned to this. Like, I don't feel like this is the way to get to my goals. And once I put that venture down and I decided I wasn't going to even look at it anymore, I wasn't going to deal with it anymore, I had so much, like, I felt so relieved and I had so much more energy and I felt more confident in myself because I made that decision to just, you know, just to not do it anymore. And when I found my money manifesting coaching business, I realized like this was actually the thing that I needed to do right now at this time. This was the thing that was going to lead me to where I wanted to be ultimately in life because of like the impact that it would have, because of the values that I have and just the, even the material goals that I would have, that was it for me. And I feel like so many women, they were like, how, when I made that mistake of doing certain ventures that didn't serve me, I feel like women, there, some women, they just like, ah, I just need to push through it. Like, this is just, you know, this is just something I need to get over this hurdle and then it will work for me. But if it's not in alignment with who you are as a person, with your values and maybe even your personality type or the way that you think and the way that you want to be, I feel like you're already making the mistake of you're choosing the wrong avenue. And I feel like if you reverse engineer where you want to go, you're going to find that avenue. That avenue is there. You're not focusing on it right now. The opportunity is not there because your perception is not on the opportunity. So when you look at if what I tell my clients to do is to really just put it all out there. And some of them, they're very scared to do this, which it is. It's scary to think about what you want your life to ultimately look like and write it out, even if it's going to change later, even if it seems silly or seems impossible, just write it out. What do you want your life to look like? Every single detail. I know exactly every detail of my future dream home, even if it won't happen. I'm much closer to it now, to achieving it now, than I would have been if I didn't write it down at all. Mm. Because now that I know what the outcome looks like, I know what steps to take to get there. So it's like when you go, let's say Sarah and me, we're going to Bali tomorrow. Like we're going to go on a trip.
My spot. That's so great.
Sarah and me, we're going to Bali tomorrow.
Yeah,
but in order to go there, we need to figure, how are we going to get there? Well, I know she lives on an island, so I know she's not driving there. You're gonna take a plane. Why on earth would you go through your life going to the airport and choosing the airline and then choosing the destination? You wouldn't do that. That would be a waste of your money, especially because if you picked an airline without knowing, you know, what it's best suited for, and you go to a destination that is like completely, you know, not even for that airline, you're going to waste your money completely. So why not choose the destination first? Why not choose how you're going to get there and then take the steps to make that happen, increase your probability of getting to your ultimate goal?
I love it. I love it. You know, I do one thing that I do like this is, so I'm like a manifesting a 4Runner. I love these cars so much.
Okay.
Like living on the island, you just want to have like a high, big car that can get on like crazy roads. And something about it just makes me feel like kind of like a badass. Like the cops here drive forerunners, and I'm like, yeah, I'm like,
oh wow, even yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's like really common car here. And I love my car, but it's like kind of short and kind of low. And so what I do is I take my daughter and we go test drive forerunners. And I'm like, feels so good to drive this car. And this is exactly what I would be doing if I was buying a forerunner.
Yes. Know,
test driving.
Stepping them. Into that energy for sure. That yeah. is a huge thing. It's and I know like a lot of women are scared to do that. They're scared to go and hold the thing that they want.
Yeah. It's kind of intimidating, especially like, you know how car dealers are. I mean, it's like a man's environment, and I've like only seen men working there. Like there's like women behind the desk maybe, but like that are in that position of taking you on a test drive. And there's a lot of things I don't know about cars and about credit and about all the things that they're going to ask me about, but I don't even care. I just like put up my little like vibrational bubble. And I'm like, I'm here to have fun. I'm here to experience, like step into what it feels like to drive the car of my dreams. And that's it. Like no obligation, no like anything necessary. Like this is happening. And it feels good. It's good practice because the more you do it, the less intimidating it is, you know?
That is so awesome. I love that because what you're doing is you're literally attaching that energy of what it is that you want to your own energy.
Yeah.
And you're going home, and even when you're away from that car, away from the dealership, you now you've matched your frequency to that car, to that ultimate goal.
Yeah.
And that is so powerful because I know you're definitely going to get it. There's no way you wouldn't get it.
I know. There's
and
no. Then
and it's like not even just a like a magical thing, which it is. It's so magical, but what people don't realize is like you're putting yourself. So when I remember I told you that children from ages 0 to 7, they're in a theta state. Well, adults are in that state sometimes too, naturally 2 times a day, and then the other times are unnatural. Okay. When you're in the theta state, what you're doing is, since you're recording, your subconscious mind can't tell the difference of what's real or what's imaginary. And so what it will do is, if you make it believe that forerunner is yours, which you're doing because you're getting in it, you're feeling the emotion of how you want, you know, what you're going to have when it's actually yours, you're feeling through that. So your subconscious believes that it's already yours. Mm-hmm. And what it's going to do is it's going to put you in a position, because it's saying, well, where is my car? My car's not in the driveway. Where's my car? Where's my car? It's going to put you in a position and an opportunity to actually attain it. It's not always just, you know, spiritual. It is spiritual and it's so magical. But I want people to understand from a perspective of, if they don't believe in the law of attraction, or they don't believe in having magical things happen to them that way, that it is also a scientific way of achieving things in a whole new level. Like it's pretty amazing.
It's so amazing. And what else it is it's empowering.
Yes, for sure.
Using your current perspective to give value to others who need it while shifting into the person you want to be. When I read this, you say to write it down. I got out my pen and my paper and I started writing out. I love that part, the person you want to be. So, you know, my ideal self has a certain schedule and dresses a certain way and spends my time a certain way and interacts with certain people. So this was a writing prompt, and I took the time to write it out, and I was having so much fun with it. And, you know, I write in my Start Today journal every morning, and it's so great. You start with gratitude. This is a Rachel Hollis product, and you start with gratitude, and then you write 10 goals as if they've already come to fruition. So mm-hmm. I don't write like I will be a New York Times bestselling author. I write I am. And
exactly.
Yeah. And then, so I kind of just like have been doing it for so long, like gone through like 4 journals now, that I kind of just like, it almost becomes like a routine, which is fine. and doing this writing prompt, it got me excited and fresh again. Like I was kind of like, you know, I spend my days, you know, like doing book tours and, you know, like speaking on platforms and stuff like that, like regarding my book. And I was like, oh, this is parts of my dream that I haven't really like written out recently. So it's really a great prompt. And I highly suggest that y'all do it so that you can have fun with your goals and your dreams and what you want to bring in. Cause that's really where the money or the juice is at, is to have fun with it.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. That is so neat. I love Rachel Hollis.
Me too. And by the way, her book right now is on the reading list for what month are we in? This is July. We're only in halfway through the month and it's an easy read. So if you guys are like, oh, that sounds cool. Like I need to get some more Rachel Hollis in my life. That's the Show It Off Book Club book for July. Girl, stop apologizing. And I always rock my not sorry necklace, which cracks people up. I'll be at like, you know, Target and the person checking me out is like, does your necklace say not sorry? I'm like, it sure does.
Yes, I love apologizing,
you know, it's like, yeah. I don't go around hurting people either, but it's just like, I'm not going to apologize for who I am or like, you know,
exactly
what I'm doing or whatever. Yeah. So yay, yay, yay. All good.
It stuff. Always makes me want to sing that song. Every time she talks about it, I'm like, not sorry.
I play that song a lot. I love it so much. I want to like, you know, like drink champagne in my hot tub jacuzzi, which is in my living room. I'm not sorry about it. You know, that's what,
right. Yeah, I wouldn't be.
Okay. So Rochelle, you are amazing. We're about to run out of time. Can you please share with the lovely mamas who are listening, like what you're offering right now and how they can connect with you and just like just your top thing that you'd love to share?
Absolutely. So right now I have a great program for all the mamas who want to build either a coaching business or consulting business or an information-based business for themselves so that they can have the time and freedom away from their job and parent wherever they travel or work wherever they travel. I call it the Money Relationship Retreat Program, which is a 12-week coaching program with me to take care of all the anxieties you have around money and manifesting money, or even like maybe pricing your product correctly or accepting money from people for your services. Cause I know a lot of women struggle with giving away their services for free. Mm-hmm. And so that is supposed to take care of all the anxiety and help you go through all of those steps and keep you accountable on your goals so that you can get to where you need to be, or maybe if I could just prepare you for the next coach. And so if you want to be a part of that program and you feel like you have anxieties when it comes to making money or making money online, you can go onto either my Facebook page or my Instagram page and click the link, which will take you to my website, which is rochellecardile.mykajabi.com/home. And you could sign up for a one-on-one coaching session, which is for free the first time, so that we can see if coaching is the best fit for you, or if there's other resources I might be able to give you that are better suited for your needs.
Wow, that's so great. How exciting. What a great offer. Thanks for that. And thank you so much, Rochelle, because I mean, you're just awesome. And I'm so loving your good work and I'm loving who you are. Your son's gorgeous. You're gorgeous. I am excited to collaborate with you more and just like do fun stuff together. And yeah, let's take that trip.
Yeah. Absolutely. Let's go tomorrow.
Do it. I love it. Thank you. And I will be in touch with you. And just remember, ladies, to really like let these words sink in and know that like they're a desire in your heart for a reason, and that you already have everything within you to see these desires come to fruition. And the things that women want are the things that will heal the world. So don't.
If you love podcasts, you value storytelling, learning, and personal growth. And there's a good chance you love to read, or you'd like to read more. That is why I created the Show It Off Book Club. It's one book a month. Each book is selected because I know it will help you on your single mama journey. It's inspiration, tools and tactics, and learning from other women's stories. To see the reading list, go to @showitoffpodcast on Instagram and you will see it there. And speaking of Instagram, you can join the book club Instagram Live happening every Saturday. It's 9 a.m. Hawaii time where I am, and there's a chart for if you're in the U.S. on my Instagram of what time that means for you, or you can always look it up on your phone. And if you're on another part of the world, yes, please look it up on your phone for 9 a.m. Hawaii time for the Instagram Live. We can talk about the book, we can share the screen, we can comment. Everyone can just join in and have fun. It's really beautiful, really fun to do. So books can be like our friends who help us along our path. And reading is more fun with your sister friends. So join the Show It Off Book Club today. Hey, thank you for listening to the Show It Off podcast. Thank you for texting this episode to at least one single mama friend you have. An extra thank you for going onto iTunes and writing a review, hitting that 5-star button so other single mamas can find it and receive the support that they are looking for. Remember, if you'd like to get more support, go to sarahfayshoff.com. And be sure to go to empoweredsinglemama.com to sign up for getting more information about the Empowered Single Mama course.